Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Seven Lakes podcast. I'm your host, Haley, and today's episode is featuring the Seven Lakes sports medicine team. I'm also part of this. This is my fourth year in training, and I'm a junior.
Hey, y'all. My name is Rylan. I'm also a junior, and this is my fourth year in training.
Hey, my name is Ian, and this is my third year in training.
Hi, I'm Favor, and this is my fourth year in training. I'm a junior.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm a junior, and this is my third year in training.
And so for the people who don't know what we do, Favor, would you like to tell us?
Yes, I would. Okay, so we're sports medicine athletic student athletic trainers. So we go to games, help with rehab, after school with and before practices if we want to. And then we set up games and like tape, help with rehab, everything. And during football season, we all work the football games. And then after football season, we sign up for games that we want to work so we can help out.
And there's a lot of sports that we actually work, so what are y'all favorite sports to work?
So I'm going to have to go pretty basic and go with football season because I feel we're the most involved with that. You know, it's all of us on the sideline. We're all working together as a team, and it's just a lot of fun. So that's definitely my favorite season.
Ian?
My favorite is also football season because we're more active and everyone has to pay attention and put in some kind of work in order to get us all to do our jobs, but also baseball season because it's more relaxing and chill.
For me, it's probably football season and boys basketball season. Football season because we're like, the environment is just like so fun. The band, the color guard, the dance team, the cheer team, like everyone, just exciting. And then for boys basketball, it's just exciting, like hype and everything. And it's just like great to see everyone get all competitive.
Lucy?
I definitely really like boys soccer because it's such like a family environment. Like everyone's knows each other. It's all very like together. And then I also really like varsity football games. It's just so fun being with everyone at the same game, working together.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Lucy. I really like varsity football season just because there's a lot to do. And with our spring sports, you often don't have much to actually start doing. With football season, we have a lot of jobs. Everyone has their own thing to do. Boys soccer, of course, it's a family environment, like Lucy said. There's always something to do, even though the game is going on. During football season, we actually have a lot of jobs. And everyone...
It's really stressful sometimes.
Yeah. Everyone stays, like, pretty much to one job. And, like, people
switch off.
Yeah, stuff. It's very rare that we see people switch off, actually. Mm-hmm. So what are some jobs that y'all, like, prefer or y'all hate?
My least favorite is probably officials because it's, like, kind of embarrassing.
And that job just started this year,
We just started this year. We have to take – okay, we give water to the team, right, during timeouts. But for officials, we have to, like, run across the field and give the officials water. And I'm not about that. Like, it's so embarrassing. Like, the whole student section is there, and you're, like, sprinting to the end zone to, like, give this – like rough water, and it's so embarrassing. I hate it.
But I know some people started making it a game to see who could beat the other trainers.
To give them water first.
Was it Cinco?
Cinco, yeah.
Yeah, because they were also running out there, and we were like,
we're better. Next.
7-5, bro.
100%.
I hate doing blood. I know that's so ironic for being a trainer, but I just like hate having to look everywhere to see if someone's bleeding. I'd rather do it like at halftime or something instead of having to find it.
And also, like, it's so embarrassing if you see someone bleeding going up to them and you're like, hey, like, you're bleeding, and they're like, I know. It's like, okay, well,
okay. No,
because I need to wrap it
when
up.
You miss, like, our coaches and stuff, like, they want us to wrap them before they go back out, but we try wrap them and they're like, oh no, I need to go back in like 2 seconds, so we have to speed wrap them up and then we have to redo it because it falls off.
It's also like they refuse to get
wrapped.
Exactly.
They will get pulled off the field probably 80% of the time for blood.
Very much.
And then they'll get mad. And I was like, we told you to get wrapped.
My favorite time is halftime because we get to like fill up the Gatorade and we get to leave early from our second.
Yeah. Oh, right. Because rather than favor, y'all do halftime.
Mm-hmm. And then my least favorite, probably timeouts because you're like water, like the coaches be yelling, water, water, water. We're right behind you. Like, chill out. And then like half the time they don't even want it. And I'm like, okay, period, I guess.
Me and Lucy, I think we do pregame most of the time. I think it's the most chill.
I think I love pregame because you get to like step away from the craziness for a second just to prepare everything on our own.
Right, and sorry, we should probably explain what pregame is. So basically, right after we finish taping the athletes after their warm-ups, we'll fill up Gatorades in the locker room. So when they come back from stretching, I think, mm-hmm. again, they'll take those electrolytes before they go out.
Cute little design with the cups sometimes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Especially like homecoming games, we'll write like homecoming or 7 over 5 we've done before.
I think we've also, yeah, we just started that this year and it was really
super cute. Love it.
Right. So, Ian, what's your favorite job?
My favorite would be, I like timeout the most because, you know, you're right in front, so you always have to be watching.
True.
Oh, that's definitely a new one because I don't know a lot of people who like timeout.
Yeah. Sometimes a little scary, though. You're right on the sideline. Yeah. Definitely have almost gotten tackled like 3 times.
I think
so.
Varsity football games are the ones we have to pay attention to the most because there's just so much happening that you don't know, like, any second someone could just be down and you wouldn't notice if your back is turned.
Exactly, yeah.
Do y'all remember that one game where, I think maybe it was Maid Creek, I got rammed into with when they... If you don't pay attention for 1 second, you turn around and
there's a player
running straight towards you. It's I think so I had scary. An indent of the helmet in my shin.
Was it last year or was it?
I think it was last. It was definitely last year, but it hurt. Like,
did Jaslyn get run over last year?
I think
tripping.
I think she almost got run over for sure.
I almost got tackled this season. It was during the Cinco game. I was standing there, and I literally saw them coming towards us. And one of our players was. He was like, he got tackled. He was like sliding towards the sideline, and I was trying to move. And all of the other players on the sideline were behind me, and they were not moving. And I could not get out of the way. And I literally dodged him by like a few inches, and it scared me so bad. Like, I thought I was gonna die.
There's been so many times where I've been in my own world, and like people have to turn me around to make sure I'm watching because if I'm not looking, I will get like knocked down.
And it's so easy to like lose, like, your focus during a game because these games are like long. Yeah.
Very much.
Like, and we don't get to sit. Memorial so game, the whole time.
Whenever we're at the stadium till 12 a.m.
Oh
and
my god.
That
goodness.
Was a Thursday.
Oh, that was, it was so fun though.
Okay,
like,
that
you
was
can't
really
lie.
Fun.
Really
fun.
Really fun.
But I was so tired the next day. Like, it was exhausting. But
yeah, it's football season's definitely the most stressful with other sports. It's like volleyball, basketball. We kind of end at a more reasonable time. Yeah. We're not back at school at like, you know, if we have a legacy game, kickoff is at 7:15. We're not getting back until 10:30. Yeah. And we're at the field at, like, 4. So we're there first, and we leave almost last. And it's, like, so much during football season.
So, I mean, we definitely have our favorite sports, and we have, like, a lot of fun. There's also times where we have to be serious, and those come with when the injuries happen. And... us trainers, we're bound by a law known as HIPAA as well. So without releasing this information, what are the worst or weirdest injuries that y'all have seen while working?
Like this year, I saw this guy during a football game. I don't know what happened, but it was his arm. And then it was just like everyone stopped. Like the whole, like everyone was silent and everyone knew what was happening. So everyone just like all together came as like a family. You could see people's reactions in the student section on the sideline, like everything. Everyone was like, what is happening right now? And like they just put all their focus on that one person.
I feel like for me, it was another football game. It was also this year in the first game. We had a broken arm, and then in the second game, like just like maybe an hour afterwards, we had someone's ankle pop out sideways. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I remember that one. I was working with you.
Yeah. I was there too.
It was turned 180. I so like, bad.
It was kind of crazy. I had us stressing out. We were running up and down the field trying to get the right splint, the right pump, and we were like.
And it was just a junior varsity game, I think.
Yeah, it was just a JV game.
So even the JV games come with
injuries.
Injuries, even freshmen stress, too. Yeah.
Definitely the like biggest one I've seen happen like right in front of me is during a soccer game and someone's leg, they just went into each other the wrong way and turned out not so well, but he actually like we ended up knowing what to do so fast. We've been trained so well to know what happens, like what to do in these situations.
Right, and I think that also comes with are in classroom where we also talk about what to do in these situations and how we prepare for these games. And that leads me into my next question. Guys, what do we do in the training room when we're not at games?
During the period, it's a lot of setting up for said games. Football season, definitely, we're setting up water, ice. We're setting up the orange box. And for, you know, baseball, soccer, it's the same things, ice, water, bottles. And just checking off the list, making sure we have everything ready to go, because if we're missing one thing, that can, like, kind of screw up the whole night. So just making sure we're staying consistent, getting everything done.
During the afternoons and in the mornings, we'll help out with treatments. So if we have, like, an injured athlete come in, we'll help put them on the machines, maybe ice it down, help them stretch it out.
Oh, what are some of the different treatments, Ian?
putting him on the spot.
Do you know them? Do you got it?
Yeah, Thermex, which we use for ice, is basically cold water.
Or hot water.
Yeah, and then we have Whirlpool, which is basically a cold tub.
Yeah, we have nice descriptions, eh?
We have, yeah.
very descriptive.
STEM machine, which it gives little pulses, electrical pulses through your body. We got ice cups, which we also use for ice treatment. We have heat packs.
Therabands for stretching, yeah. You know, a lot of stretching, yeah. Stuff like that.
Favorite? I mean, what do you find most interesting about your time in training so far? I think me, Rylan, and Favor have been in this program the longest.
Yeah, eighth grade.
Yeah. Probably like the amount of friendships you can gain from it and like connections. Because if I wasn't in training, I think I'd be low-key a bum. Like, doing nothing. I wouldn't be having any social life, in my opinion.
So real.
And, like, wouldn't do anything. With training and friendships comes drama, obviously.
Oh. Yeah, there's been... We've had a lot of troubles, but we get through them.
Sometimes. We're a very close-knit group, and I think, you know, a lot of us have known each other for so long. If we get into, like... not arguments, but little, like, disagreements, we can definitely get over them quickly. And I think that's such an important part of our group of people, that we need to be able to work closely together so we can't have stuff like that going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the fact that we're all, like, always together in the training room and at games and we get, like, put together in groups, it just makes it so much easier to get over things quicker.
Yeah. I see y'all more than my real family, so yeah. We kind of have to get along.
Right, and that's like a common saying, like we spend more time in training and with these people than we do with our own families
exactly,
at home.
Yeah.
It just makes us all so close. And I think that's what made it so sad at the end of this season, because if y'all don't know, our head athletic trainer, Sean, is leaving this year. And
crying.
So
literally crying.
They were just crying.
He's like, he's the best. He's honestly like my second dad. He makes fun of us so much.
I'm nuts.
But I think, yes, that's one of his favorite things to call us. He has, you know, done so much for this program and just like us as people, he's taught us how to be better people, how to be more responsible. And Sean, if you're listening, thank you. We're going to miss you.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Please come visit. We love you.
Do y'all remember when we first came into training we had to get acclimated to saying his first name? Because I've never called
Coach May.
May, because I have never called anyone like at school
by their first name.
Yeah. But you get so close to them to the point where it's just common,
Sean.
To call them. Yeah. Just
but if you're an athlete, don't call him Sean.
Yeah,
do not call him Sean if you're an athlete.
You're not like
him. Do not come into the training room if you're an athlete with shoes on.
Take your shoes off.
I don't
There's
care if
like
you're an eighth
seven
grader.
Signs.
Just take him off.
Yeah, read the signs before you come in the training room.
If
or
not,
Miss Liz will get mad.
Miss Liz will threaten to throw your shoes in the pool. Don't be surprised if she actually will, because she will.
And if you're a seasoned athlete, you should know you should not throw the bottles on the ground.
Oh, yes.
Or Miss Liz will come for you as well.
Yeah. Or you'll get like...
Or take them away.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
They'll downgrade your coolers. Trust.
Yeah, if you don't bring your coolers back to us clean, we will downgrade you to the blue Powerade cooler.
Yeah, I think that pretty much wraps up this episode, guys. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us. This was fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Sussie.
Bye, guys.
Meow.